So in 282 BC, the 80-year-old Lysimachus fought against the 80-year-old Seleucus at the Battle of Coropedion in Lydia, and Seleucus was the victor. This meant that Seleucus's empire now consisted of Anatolia, Syria, and Persia eastwards to India, a vast territory. Philotyrus remained at Pergamon, still guarding the 9,000 talents, but they now belonged to Seleucus. A year later, Seleucus himself was murdered, and Philotyrus quietly began to exert his independence. Using some of the treasury to strengthen and beautify the city of Pergamon, he fortified the city and set about establishing his own small kingdom. One of the things that Philotyrus did was build a sanctuary and temple to the goddess Athena, who he took as the patron of himself and of the city of Pergamon. And it's interesting that this choice of Athena as a patron deity is one that's going to serve the city of Pergamon very well for the next several hundred years. 20 years later, Philotyrus died childless, and he left the control of the city and the money to his nephew Eumenes. Curiously, just as an aside, Philotyrus was said to have been a eunuch, and why he did not have his own children. Whether he was or not, we are not altogether certain. But it is clear that even though he had no child of his own, he had the ambition of creating a dynastic succession that controlled the small kingdom that circled around Pergamon. Philotyrus's successor was a man named Eumenes. We call him Eumenes the First because that's a common name amongst this dynasty. Eumenes I lived from 263 to 241 BC, and it was he who actually won Pergamon's official independence from the Seleucid Empire by defeating Seleucus's son in a battle near Sardis. Although he never actually took the official title of king, he actually was credited with setting up a dynasty named after Philotyrus's, his uncle's, father Attalus. So we tend to call this group of leaders of Pergamon the Attalids. The Attalids were unique in this period of history. Technically, we call this period of history the Hellenistic period, the period between the death of Alexander the Great and the rise of Rome. And it's a period that is quite complicated historically, and one that's very, very violent, where various sons kill their fathers, kill one another, wives poison their husbands. It's in the ruling households, a very, very violent period. The Attalids, strangely enough, were remarkable for their stability, for their filial loyalty, and protection of one another. They were also great supporters of the arts, as we will see. Some of this may have been because of their education. In his youth, Eumenes I, along with his younger brother Attalus, studied philosophy in Athens. And as an adult, Eumenes sent money to support the Platonic school there. And as I mentioned, Athena was the patron deity of Pergamon, so established by Philotyrus. So there was actually quite a close connection between the great city of Athens and the new developing city of Pergamon.